no matter your political persuasion, love the governor or hate him. If you were listening to the governor's first State of the State address, you were sure to notice something about his delivery.
Much of the reform agenda we're outlining today has been implemented in other states. The reforms are working so well in those states that they are causing us to become even less competitive. We must avoid slipping further behind other states.
Just in case you missed it, here's another chunk.
That means putting more resources directly into classrooms. Reforming the education bureaucracy.
No, you're not imagining it. There was a lot of speculating in the Capitol. Was Bruce Rauner, a near billionaire with an Ivy League education, talking like that on purpose? I mean, the G's were in the prepared version of the speech, which he read from a teleprompter. Not content to let sleeping G's rest, I decided to go back and listen to how Rauner sounded before he was a candidate. You can find a few clips on YouTube.
Panel can come forward.
In 2011, he went back to his alma mater, Dartmouth, to talk about the economy.
And our own Bruce Rauner.
First, a word of thanks. When I came to Dartmouth College, I was going to major in biochemistry. And I was going to, then I took a class in money and banking with
hiring,
spend a whole lot of time agonizing about that stuff and doing three
thriving economy.
And I mostly decided everything I was doing was baloney.
Rauner did leave the G off of some words, but not others. 2 years ago, Rauner was a guest on WTTW's Chicago Tonight. He wasn't yet running for governor, but he was thinking about it.
Are there any particular changes that are troubling you right now as you continue this, what, for want of a better term, sounds like a listening campaign?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm traveling and listening and learning.
Did you hear that? Alan Metcalf sure did.
With every single ing word that he said, he spoke it in the formal, appropriate, standard way. He said, let's see, exciting, thinking, consulting, occurring, coming together, exciting. He had exciting several times. Traveling.
I asked Metcalf to listen back to Rauner's 2013 interview and to compare it to this year's State of the State address. Metcalf is qualified to do this sort of analysis.
I'm a professor at McMurray College in Jacksonville, Illinois. I'm also the executive secretary of the American Dialect Society that studies American English. And I've written books on American English,
including one called Presidential Voices that traces the way presidents spoke. There's even a chapter in the book about what someone needs to sound like if they want to make a credible run for the nation's highest office, something several pundits think Rauner's got in his sights. Metcalf says presidents must be dignified in their speech, but also down to earth. That may be what Rauner was aiming for in the State of the State.
So he talks about solving problems together, listening, kicking, neighboring state, all that. He also had a very strange phrase. He talked about bickering or personal infighting. In that short phrase, he had two versions of the G. I have no idea what he was doing, but it's rather interesting.
I asked Metcalf, in his expert opinion, is Rauner faking the folksy sound? Which is it? What is the real Bruce Rauner?
Well, it seems to me, going back to that 2013 interview, the real Bruce Rauner is probably one who pronounces his G's.
Rauner is not the first politician to be subjected to linguistic scrutiny. Think of questions about President George W. Bush's Texas drawl. Critics who say Hillary Clinton tried too hard to fit in at a black church. Even former Illinois Governor Jim Thompson, Chicago born and raised, was said to affect a rural accent the farther south he went. Here he is in the 70s at a gospel event in Metropolis.
I'm tired of politicians who promise up here, perform down here, and leave a great big hole in between that everybody can see. They pretend it doesn't exist because they made it.
It seems to have worked for Thompson. He won four elections and remains Illinois' longest serving governor. But is it working for Rauner? Adam Rosen, who works for a labor union and was therefore listening intently to the State of the State, says he doesn't buy it.
I know he's trying to attract the casual Joe downstate guy to be on his side, but, you know, I'm just like you. I wear my Carhartt jacket, and I'm listening to your issues. And none of these downstate people making $30,000 a year have $20 million to throw in a political fund and run for governor, though. You know, Speak as you're supposed to when you're up there.
It seems only fair to give Rauner himself the final word. A reporter flat out asked him, do you usually talk that way with the drop G's?
Have you always talked that way?
I have. You know, my grandparents were dairy farmers, and they lived in a double-wide trailer, and I'm trying to, people want to talk about how I'm talking. I say hunting and fishing. I say talking. I say working. I can all say bidding, and I can say working. It takes a little longer. It's not my normal way, but you know what? If that's what people want to be most worried about, then we've solved every other problem in the state.
That'll take more than a couple of G's. Illinois is staring down a deficit in the billions, and Rauner has been as sparing with his budget ideas as he's been with a certain letter of the alphabet.
Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
I'm Amanda Vinicky.